Hello, curious ones, and welcome to Route 37, the podcast of many topics. My name is Sonia.
And I'm Jen. Allow us to take you on a winding ride of conversations, not only of our lives, but the lives of others. On today's journey,
got a couple things to go over. Want to talk about a couple things that have gone down this past week. Some little technical issues on... Now, do you want me to, when I'm referring to you on the podcast, do you want me to refer to you as Mom or Jen?
I'd prefer Mom, thanks.
Well,
I don't, whatever. Whatever you're comfortable with.
There's going to be moments where we'll probably have to, like, always repeat ourselves of, like, new listeners and whatnot as well, I guess.
I think they're going to figure it out.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, going over some technical difficulties we had, or not me, that Mom had. That I was really not much of help on either, I guess, but, also want to go over some other issues that happened this week. Well, not issues, more of fun little things Isabelle and I did that I guess correlates a question or conversation that revolves Mom. And probably we'll probably get into some futuristic shit while we're at it.
I'm sure we'll just take it wherever it goes because, you know, Mom's a winger.
I know.
I'm not a planner. I'm not a scripter. This is my creative baby of real, raw flow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And when you talk about technical issues, I'm not the biggest fan of any sort of technology. Do I like it when it works?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I sure do. But, like, when a stupid iPhone goes on, what the fuck was that?
Do not disturb.
Yeah. What?
So.
Why?
Mom calls me.
I didn't even do it.
Mom calls me at, like, 9 o'clock. I think it was Monday. She calls me at 9 o'clock. She's like, you have to help me. I don't know what to do. iPhone is being stupid. And I'm like, hold on.
Every day. Dumb.
She's not used to iPhones.
Not a fan.
She has Androids, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. I have both, well, unfortunately.
Yeah. So she's maneuvering between the two. But she calls me saying that her phone is on Do Not Disturb, and she has no idea how it got there or how to turn it off. Now I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, Sonny knows what she's doing. She knows how to correct it. I'm sorry. I don't be putting shit on Do Not Disturb, so I absolutely had no idea how to turn it off. I don't... On the stupid drop-down menu thingy,
It took you a minute to figure it out, Miss iPhone Master.
Okay, well, I don't put my phone on Do Not Disturb, so I don't know. I didn't know where the button was, and I knew it was like a moon, but respectfully, this bitch calls me expecting me to know what to do, and...
This bitch, because I am that bitch.
And I'm over here, I'm like, Mom?
Oh, there's that fucking macrame. That I was looking for right. Alexis. Damn it! Right there! Sorry, Alexis. This one was pretty, too. You might have to come back. Okay, anywho.
Anyway, squirrel.
Yeah, that's going to happen a lot here, y'all.
Yeah, I know. I tell Mom when she's, like, panicking that it needs to be corrected so she can hear her phone. I say, whoa. Mom, you coming at me hot. I'm a little too high for this right now. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing at this very moment. Give me a second to ask Google. And Google's telling me all this, like, hey, you need to go to this setting, you need to go to that. Did not fucking work. The setting was, like, showing me, like, other options to, like, put certain apps or whatever on silent. I don't even know if that's even correct. But long story short, I'm pretty sure you figured it out.
An accident, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. Good job. Cool. Are we good? Cool. Yep. And I went to go, and this is where I also had some technical difficulties that I'm actually upset about. I've been telling Mom I've been wanting to record, like, more of us in our element, like, just, like, raw, pure, pure realness of
raw,
just our lives. And I tried to screen record this whole conversation, and I didn't know if it's like, or I don't know if it's a feature on iPhone, but I recorded the video and it's like blurry. Like, it's all blurred out. You can't see anything. And it only shows, like, me stopping the recording, which I'm like, fuck, that would have been a real funny short to post on our webpage and all the socials. And now I have to do something else.
You mean you had trouble with technology? No.
I wouldn't say I had trouble, like, doing it. It's more of the final product of, like,
yeah,
the video.
But we're just learning. I think we're doing pretty good for just this serve and volley of we know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, personally to Mom, that's extremely important because this is my creative baby. And as an artist, this is my masterpiece on
I know I'll never canvas. Forget how much your face lit up when I suggested that a podcast was the in thing. And I was like, this is what we need to do.
It hit me like a lightning bolt.
You're like, and ding!
Yeah, it was. Because, you know, Mom, and once I get, I'll just take off running with it, whether I know anything about it or not. Obviously, right. I know nothing. And we're just, like, making the rules as we go along, because that's what Mom does. And what really got me was, because I'm not even from this generation, your grandmother is, where they would, like, sit around a radio and listen,
yeah,
you know, after dinner. I mean, they're without any visuals whatsoever. So it intrigued me that your generation is kind of into that, where you're just listening for background noise, or I know I'm going to have to go check that, or that you are interested in just hearing stories.
Just listening. Yeah,
yeah. Just, yeah. Well, fair. I mean, listening in general, that's really...
I hear all the time that's how people, like, get shit done. They need to hear something in the background.
Right. And is it because we have not learned the ability to self-soothe and we constantly have to have... I mean, is that a trauma response?
I don't necessarily think it would be more of a trauma response. At least for me, I look at it more stimulating. Like, I will say either having something on in the background, whether it's my cop shows or...
What? Yeah.
Or just like... I don't know, anything just like really, not drama filled, but just like really, not even educational. Like there are some people, I don't know how they do it. Like some people will listen to like educational shit and I got street smart. So like, I like listening to, I guess, more non-educational type shit.
What do you mean?
Like.
Because I can see, and I hear, to be fair, everyone. I don't listen to podcasts. I will listen to, like, Joe Rogan if it's something that I'm intrigued about and that Sonia and I are going to talk about it.
Ben and I listen to Matt Walsh.
Oh, yeah. I just started hearing pieces of his. Now, I will check in with Bunny XO because she was my first one that I was, like, oddly enough, identify with her for some weird reason. Not sure why, but the ones that I can tolerate are a few. I am just now sitting and forcing myself to listen to our playback, and I'm now getting to a point where I don't even feel the cringe, which I feel like creatively I'm growing there, and
we knew it would be that way. I mean,
well, let's be fair. I don't know. Mom's pretty cocky. I didn't think it was going to be really this kind of,
well,
you know, with between the technical, all the things, but creation is just this.
It's developing.
Right, and it constantly evolving into something, you know, and it's always changing. And as an artist of any modality of art, I think you're constantly, you know, adding to a masterpiece. I love that this is a work in progress, but at the same time, I'm still looking at it from a creative eye like, damn, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or, wow, I see the opportunities where that could bleed off there. The potential for it to go here is incredible. Guest-wise, there's so much we haven't even tapped into that is like the guest portions and the travel. And, you know, this just is just coming off the ground. And y'all that are listening already, Shannon, some of you, Lori, you gals that are giving me Barry, you guys that are giving me genuine feedback, thank you, because that is exactly what Sonia and I need. It's exactly what I need. Number one, to keep us going, and number two, to be able to take it in a way that our listeners are like, or to be able to become, you know, mutatable for our listeners, mm-hmm. and be able to talk about certain topics all the time.
I will say, though, when it comes to podcasts, it's not that I don't want to listen to, like, anything educational. I like more of the comedic, relatable, news outlet type of podcast, because...
You mean like a Joe Rogan kind of
Joe
style?
Joe Rogan, Matt Walsh. Yeah. A lot of comedians now have podcasts of their own where, you know...
Well, everybody has a podcast.
Well, they throw a joke out here and there, but they're also being relatable to their own shit that has happened. And... Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's why people tune in? Is the...
Relatable?
Well, relatable, but wow, you know, they're saying it like it is, or she's not holding back, or... Especially if you're famous and you're doing it, where they can see a whole nother side of a famous person. And I'm not saying that we're not famous, but you know, Jennifer Lopez, thank you. And I was famous way before she ever was. So if you were, you know, and we're two virtually unknowns. There's nobodies, you know, where I feel like there are some people tuning in just to be
nosy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to be our draw is, I don't know what them bitches got to say today.
Yeah.
Because we got some things to say.
We sure do.
I got stories.
I definitely...
And if you don't like it, you should have behaved better in our story.
Right. No, I definitely knew when you first started talking about opening up a shop, I knew right away that there was going to be more potential other than just... the shop, and you had also made that known, because not only is our family life chaotic but interesting, it's also
Walking Dateline show.
Yeah, it's also comedic in its own way, like our relationship with our siblings and all that. It paints quite the picture of what a lot of people look to relate to. And I'm not looking to talk shit here and there, but like Mom has said before, I mean, you should have been better, and
you should have behaved better.
Yeah,
I'm allowed to tell my truth,
right?
And that's part of how this artistic, real and raw. And there's a security factor for Mom, because I'm not in the safest position. People want to pillage from my energy.
Oh yeah,
there are people that do not have my best interest at heart. And who severely underestimated Mama.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a culmination of a lot of patient years. And when I say planning, there's a little bit of planning on that part of visually I've seen. And that's what manifestation is. This is not a get back.
Right.
This is me telling my truths, period. This is me in my final stages of healing certain wounds to get past. And move on. This is my living book.
Mm-hmm.
The precursor to my memoir.
Yep.
Because I don't feel like I'm old enough yet, nor do I have enough stories under my belt to do the written word quite yet. But make no mistake, y'all. The book will be much better than the podcast. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I'm liking the pace of the podcast.
I am too, because I get to do it with my daughter. I mean, come on now. That's like...
I know. I was thinking about this the other day. And not to get off track a little bit, I do eventually want to go over our own story pieces that we have been around together to experience. Not only to share such a relationship dynamic between me and you and how far we've come these past, how old's Landon now? Going to be 9.
Mm-hmm.
How our relationship has not only fluctuated for good or
mother-daughter.
Yeah, just typical mother-daughter banter shit that we have healed from and are moving
still
on from.
Still healing from.
I would like to share some more.
Yeah, but those I think we're going to have to, in some way, not script.
I mean, those are not 37-minute episodes.
No, and those will be
four but I want quarters. Them to be key points of...
Right, but those are things that we'll have to have, like, a context of yes. what we want to cover.
Now, I'm not necessarily looking for, like, chronological order. I'm looking no. more of putting our innocence out there and, you know, just...
Well, I think we've learned a lot, and I think a lot of moms and daughters can relate.
I just mean more of... how we don't hold back to those who are nasty to us because of the shit that we have gone through and have grown from and now have the better side of strength to.
Yeah, I'm glad that you got it early because I was still in my people-pleasing era, you know, in my
20s. I mean, I still have that now, too.
Well, I know you do, but you still have a voice. Mom right. didn't really have... Well, I mean, I had a voice.
I'm going to shout out to my husband real quick, Ben. Love that guy. Bestest guy all around. I don't know what I would do without him.
Okay, simmer down.
Shut up. Anyway, I would say...
Suck up.
Shut up. I don't know about you, but I know what I'm going home to. Anyway.
I think you clearly know what the fuck I'm going home to. Yeah, you should be feeling bad for Mom.
I do.
Yeah, thank you.
I meant this in a good way. I'm saying... A huge chunk of my strength, I will say, these past couple years have been healed when it comes to my relationship with Ben. He has helped me gain the confidence that he knows I can have and has shown me that I don't always need my tough guy husband around to, you know.
You're 25. You're going to have many experiences together.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah,
but don't shame on me because I know how put together my relationship is.
I'm not shaming nothing. I'm happy for you. I'm just saying. Well, nobody will ever be happy for you. If you got any sort of haters like Mom has, just be guilt by association. Mm-hmm. No, they're secretly hoping you tank behind your back.
Yeah, fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
They just made
and some of them may even be family. Mm-hmm.
But
that's a whole other podcast, y'all.
Sure fucking is. Mm-hmm. But no, I've always had such like a high hope with our podcast since the first day that I brought it up. And I'm really glad I did because that was when I really wanted to. And I think that was like the starting years of like me finding Ben.
Weren't we in Hesperia?
No, it was before Hesperia. This is when you were talking, like, this was, like, the beginning stages. Like, this was Zen Gen starting. Like, this was Zen Gen starting to have a name.
So that was 3 years ago?
That was Middleville. Ago?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a whole nother fucking podcast.
Yeah. that it's
coming, dum-dum.
That was my starting point where I'm like, hey, this can turn into such a great direction of healing, positivity, fucking
well, I got the lightning bolt download that take it and run.
Right.
And here we are running with it. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
I love that. And I love the fact that because you know Mom's very verbal and because of certain gifts that I may have, I like to verbalize it so people will actually see that I made it happen. Three and a half years ago, I watched bitches look at me cross-eyed when I said, oh, I'm going to have a plant store with a podcast. I'd be real careful what the fuck you say to me. Oh, that's exactly what I got right there was the big fucking eye roll. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got an eye roll for you, too.
I learned it from my mommy.
Third eye.
Third eye roll. But yeah, now that we're here... when it comes to podcasts, it's great. We got such good things coming. And we're still in the starting phases of our video shorts and whatnot. That's going to be something else.
And I'm still running a plant store, so you're going to have to forgive me while I have to get up and move like I do right now because I have to return a text for some centerpieces that I just did.
But yeah, not only will our podcast bounce from topic to topic, but, you know... find them relatable, find them not to be, who fucking cares? Sometimes we just like to get it off our chest and talk about it, because what else can we do? Can't say we don't like talking, though.
Well, I'm pretty quiet for the most part. People find that hard to believe about me.
Well, I mean,
for the most part, I am a quiet individual and I love my solitude.
I'm talking more of when we're in the presence of good company.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, like, Mother's Day, when we were all out, oh, man.
Oh, that was so fun.
It was, yeah.
And, of course, because people seen how much fun we were having, my family picture got reported on Facebook.
Oh, what a good segue. There we go.
Yes, it got flagged. And trust and believe, I know who's reporting me. Hello.
I know. That's such a good picture,
That will too. Be, I know, and that will definitely be a podcast episode when I'm spilling the true tea. And I've got the receipts, y'all. So stay tuned for that.
Did you repost it again?
Oh, yeah, several times.
Oh, I bet.
And for Facebook saying that they deleted it, people are still liking the original picture, so it must be in the ether somewhere.
You still get, like, you get notifications for it still?
Huh?
You get notifications for the original one?
Oh, no, I have to tune in to how I was taught. Oh. And I can't really speak upon that on the microphone. You have to learn how to be able to figure Facebook out intentionally. Otherwise, you're not going to get it. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that eventually. Just not today. Because I got a lot going on right here. I have to return texts and you have my other phone. Oh, good. She loves them. Yay! Yay! Thank you. It's just been a little bit crazy around here, y'all.
I know. I've been trying to plan to, like, how we're going to set. Like, I do at one point, I want to talk about Landon.
Yay. I would like to have Landon on the show eventually.
Before that happens, I would like to start off with my story with.
Absolutely. That's that. Absolutely.
I'd also like to talk about my health and our shared health stories.
Mm-hmm. My near-death experience in 2007 at the age of 37.
Yep, and the hole in my heart that I had that apparently continued to grow and kept getting bigger even as I was 16 and pregnant with Landon.
And then that heart, though, episode, we have to invite John because his daughter's story is going through that.
Yes. Yeah. Because don't get me wrong, I not only want to, you know, talk about shit that has, like, not only has comedic value to it, but I want to talk about stuff that can be emotionally relatable.
Which we have a lot of that.
We do, but we're very empathetic people. Like, no matter how much we like our solitude, what do we do in solitude? Think, obviously.
Overthink.
Yeah. So I feel like that helps with a lot of our empathy that we have towards not only each other, but others. And I do want to get to a point where I can have people relate to my story and our stories. And I don't know. See where that goes. I want to reach a larger audience of people who.
Oh, for sure.
Not only see the sides of us, but just, you know, at the end of the day, we're still our own kind of normal.
So this summer, on my days off, I would really like to focus on some of our sponsorships that we're after. Todd Winsel, Lake Michigan Credit Union.
Yeah.
So we'll hit the pavement, you and I, and do a few marketing. So we should really go on Canva and maybe start doing a few little merch things for Route 37. So put that just in your little, notebook of things to do.
Did you figure out days?
I'm closing on Wednesday.
Okay.
But we can always, like, take a Thursday, like, say if we had to close for an hour.
Well, this summer, I can change my schedule for work. And I can have Wednesdays.
Yeah, I'm taking Wednesdays for myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we can take
a podcast.
We can take that to
the beach.
Day. Yeah.
You know, so we can do our, I guess, remote podcast wherever we want. Yeah. So we can plan on doing that.
Well, that's another thing we can talk about.
Somebody pulled in.
Shit. Oh, I wish I could pause it too.
Why can't you?
Oh, well, I have to scroll up. Never mind. Yeah, I got it.
All right. Well, make sure that you don't lose that and send. Oops, I think I touched that.
No, I touched it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, what were we saying?
Did we segue to the Facebook thing?
No, not yet.
But
yeah, to end what we were saying, I just...
Because I am still running a plant store, everyone. So,
This summer, we're going to try and change direction to, I guess,
more focused things on the podcast. Yes. So I truly appreciate you 59 followers that are following our Facebook page right now. Thank you.
Thank you for the patience.
Well, that, and for anything, y'all that are just hitting that like button, there's a gal, and I would like to personally mention her, because she was a plant customer of mine. And she definitely needs to be on the podcast talking about plants, if we were going to talk about plants.
I would be more of a host that episode, because I know diddly fucking squat about plants.
Yeah, that would be like one of the like mom's wish list guests that, having on.
Yeah.
So, Jessica, thank you for tuning in. Shannon, Tyler, buddy, I appreciate you and your feedback, truly. Y'all that are listening in. So, please, we would love and welcome more feedback.
Yes, very much so.
On our pages. So, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
I do.
All the fun things.
Want to reach more of people who not only relate to mother-daughter-esque shit that we talk about, but there is a type of, what is it? A type of listener that, I do want.
Oh, see, I don't. I want everybody. I want to have something for everybody.
Well, I
don't
do want too.
Like
I'm
a
saying,
specific.
I'm saying for us, I want there to be a good chunk too of.
I think we got a pretty good wide range age group wise right now.
We do.
For not only what you and I talk about, but John and I too.
It's and John, his accent.
And John and I's conversations are a wee bit more
spiritual.
Deeper, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. And John is such a wise man about certain things, and I love that we can talk
for
about
being as
young
as
religion.
He is too.
Right.
Isn't he
so,
younger?
Hmm?
Isn't he younger? He's younger.
Yeah, I think he's 50.
Yeah. But yeah.
Age is just a number.
It sure fucking is.
Mm-hmm.
So, Isabel and I got piercings on Tuesday.
Oh, how fun for you both.
Yeah.
Did it hurt? Where did Isabel get hers?
She.
Do I even want to know?
Well, so we leave and I go, I want to tell mom. I know mom's going to have something to say about it if we tell her. But like in a funny way.
If you tell me she got her clip pierced,
no!
I'm going to be able to sleep at night.
Put a pin in that, man.
Okay. As long, I never fucking know with you kids what the hell you're doing. And nor is it any of my business, which you know.
I love making it your business.
No, I know. I used to do the same thing. But ours was like tattoos. In
perks of having a daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got piercings.
I got two daughters.
I know.
And my favorite son's birthday is coming up.
It sure is.
I know.
He's
32.
Old ass fucking.
I know. 32.
I can see them. I can see them grays coming out, Jacob.
Two.
They're coming for you.
You're still gonna be hot, Jacob.
I know. Such a handsome
and
guy.
He's such a good man too. On top of that, amazing.
Motherfucker, though. Man, he...
Gemini.
Love that.
Guy. Mommy loves you, Jake.
I love you, Jakey. Piercings, Tuesday. Me, Isabel, and a coworker of mine, we went. Because there was a deal going on, and we said, fuck it.
Where'd you go?
Screaming Needle.
Do we want to give them a shout-out?
Sure.
All right.
Shout-out to Screaming Needle.
Yeah. We are looking for sponsors, Screaming Needle.
Specifically, Andrew at a specific location. I tell him every time that I come in for a piercing, I go, hi, Andrew, I know you don't know me, but, you've pierced about everything on my body for the last 10 years, and I have to remind you every time because, your work is great. I appreciate it every time. Like, you're just an awesome dude. He's like, hey, thanks, don't know you. And I was like, I know. And I go, how are the kids? He's like, yep, still only have the one. And I go, sweet, that's awesome, that's what's up. He's like, all right, let's go. And I'm like, perfect, let's get her done. In and out, super sweet, rocking dude. Love his work. Does great.
Does he tattoo, too?
I don't think he
does. No, it's just a piercer.
Does. I'm not sure. I just know him as Andrew the piercing guy. Well, for one, I couldn't decide what to get because I have just about everything pierced. You didn't see it, but Jennifer rolled her eyes. I have just about everything pierced, so...
None of my business!
Realistically, the only thing I have left to do is, like, my ears. And, I had, like, all day at work, and my coworker's like, did you figure it out yet? Do you know what you're getting? And I go, fuck no, I don't know what I'm getting. Give me a minute. I'll think of it. He asked me again later.
Well, if you've already got everything pierced, what else is there?
My ears, like I just said. That's I have left to fill
so
in my ears.
Did you go up here?
No, let me get to it. So he's bugging me.
Oh, you already got one there.
Yeah.
That one fucking hurts, man. I had to take that one out years ago. I couldn't handle it no more.
Baby.
Fucking hurts.
You weren't taking care of it right then.
No, bullshit. Sleeping on it?
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
So he's bugging me the whole day, and he's like, did you figure it out yet? And I go, fuck no, I didn't figure it out. Leave me alone. In a joking way, though.
Mm.
And I go, before I left for work, I was like, all right, when I get there, I'll have my decision. He's like, yeah, right. We get there. He's already paid and waiting to go back.
Oh, so he's the coworker that's going with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And
is he the dude that wears my bracelets?
No, oh. That's Simeon. Oh. Shout out to Simeon. Love that guy. Sweetest man ever. Sweetest kid, I should say. I get there, and he goes, you figure it out? And I go, fuck no, I didn't figure it out. So I just simply went for my lobes. I got my third.
How come you didn't do this part?
What part? Because that one's going to hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but I hear people get it pierced.
That's
there.
Wrong. No.
Oh.
It's this one right here.
Oh, that spot?
The daith.
I thought that people got this part pierced.
I never pronounce
specific.
It right. Tragus.
Like I would fucking know.
I think that's what it's called.
Whatever.
But I thought
that
too.
Why didn't
too.
You get your lip done? You
don't
got your
lip
done.
Done.
Tongue.
I don't
you got stuff you could still have pierced.
I know. I would never get my lip. I would never get my eyebrows.
Oh, that's another one.
I wouldn't get the center of my
tongue. Ah, fuck that. No.
I thought about doing what's called snake bites, which
no.
which is a bar through my tongue right here at the tip. I thought that would be cool.
What about those piercings that go through the skin
the
and it's
dermal,
a necklace?
Whatever.
And it
no,
looks like a pendant right there.
That's asking someone to fucking rip that shit out. No, thank you. No. And you should see like the tools
God,
that they
it's
use.
It's giving me goosebumps.
Oh my
Gross.
God, it is. Whatever.
Gross.
But no, I still have potential. Realistically, though, compared to what I want versus what I can get, I realistically have like my ears left to fill up. Isabel, though, love that little twin and copycat. She got this done.
And that's called your septum?
Yes. She got her septum done, and she looks so cute. She's my little twin and girl.
Mm-hmm.
My little twin and sister.
No, she didn't send me a picture. And if you guys were in town on Tuesday and you didn't even come see me?
We were on Plainfield.
Yeah?
They closed at 8, and I had Landon. Landon had practice and all that. I'll show you.
I could have met you there.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have, but.
Hi, this is my mommy. My mommy's here with us.
You wouldn't have had to say mom. Yeah, it looks good on her.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Good thing you guys are cute.
I know. this is the snake bite. Yeah, see.
Mm-mm.
Mm. But yeah,
so mom's from a different generation.
For sure. I was telling Isabel the story of...
It's the equivalent of us getting tattoos. So, you know, my first
the
tattoo...
The cheaper option than tattoos.
Oh, it's reasonably priced to get
fuck
piercings?
Yeah. That's
oh.
why I have all these piercings rather than tattoos. If I had money, I'd be tatted the fuck up.
Oh, boy. That's a whole nother podcast topic that we could... dedicate some time to because
mm-hmm.
while you guys your generation to Jake's generation are pretty tatted up and speaking from experience, and I'm glad I only ever got two of them, three really if you count, because I have one of them was a cover-up, another again whole different podcast show.
I was talking about that at work too.
And everything in my life has a story, but my first tattoo that was covered up I got because my father would absolutely forbid tattoos, first off, because he was in the Navy and whatever group he was in at the Navy, his captain or whatever, I don't know what they call it.
Whoever,
the leader of the pack, said any of the guys in that group that got tattoos, you know, they would have to get off the ship, because if they went to war, that whoever they went to war with would skin them alive and turn their tattoos into lampshades.
Love that.
Yeah, totally.
That's cool. So cool.
So I showed up Father's Day dinner with one of your dad's wife beaters on with a brand new tattoo. Love her. And it was done by Laura. At the time, Laura was the chick to go to, you know, the, you know.
Was it the compass?
Yeah. Your dad hand drew that cross.
Oh, man.
That cross with a heart in the middle that everybody thought was a compass. And after Uncle Josh died and I had to run that fucking half marathon without him, and that dude, Jesus freak, that ended up running with me that whole fucking time. And a part of that lakeshore run in Ludington, you had to go into the woods. Uh-huh. I'm not in the woods 5 minutes. He's running behind me and he's like, I'll follow that compass anywhere. And I was like, you know what, dude?
Ew.
I'm not running 5 miles in the freaking wood. And mind you, we were last coming in. I ran that, but it only took me 5 hours and 37 minutes.
Hey,
but I was
you
second
still made
twice.
It.
I, yeah. Even that was getting lost, so I did way more miles than I needed to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, that's a
People
whole
are
another.
Fucking weird.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, for years, everybody thought that was a compass. I'm like, what if I have a compass on my back?
People have the weirdest shit nowadays.
I know, they really
so
do.
So they wouldn't really care. No, back then, I could see how they care, but now people will get like fucking.
Yeah. Anywho, it pissed Grandpa off, and it worked. Whatever.
Well,
and then I got a tramp stamp to piss a butt doctor off.
Well, fast forward to that karma. I remember when I got the okay from Dad, but the no from you to get my belly button done.
Ew.
I wanted my belly button done so bad.
Ew.
And I will say my inspiration for that was
Aunt
Sarah
Michelle.
Bear.
Oh.
Yeah. Sarah Bear.
Oh, yeah. Sarah Bear. Yeah, but that's like.
Sarah Bear's a babe.
Yeah.
She's hot. So, like, seeing her growing up, I'm like, I want to be a babe like her. I want that. That looks so good on her.
She has.
And her nose.
Yeah.
She's also the motivation to, like, the shit on my nose. You know, she.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah. Thank you. Love you. But yeah, I will never forget how pissed you were when I got that done. And I'll tell you what, Ma.
Was I pissed? Because I don't remember any of this.
You were. You were more concerned about the poison that was going to be in my body and how I was going to get
I can see that about myself.
Sick because of the fake iron and all that.
I bet you wear real jewelry now, though, don't you?
No, I don't think I do.
Your sister does.
Well, that's different. I don't.
Whatever.
But I'll never forget how pissed you were. And I don't know if this was just Dad saying, fuck off, and took me anyway.
Oh, gee. That doesn't sound like anything your dad would do.
But Dad's argument.
Disneyland Dad.
Yeah, but it was also.
You kids were mature for your ages, so.
I know. I don't know. I'll just never forget when that got done. And that was, I think, when I first met Andrew. That was the start of me first meeting Andrew, getting my belly button done.
Oh, that was a long-ass time ago then.
That was a long-ass
time. So Uncle
10
Josh
years ago.
Yeah, 9, because Uncle Josh has been gone 9 years.
Mm-hmm. No, it was 10.
He's been gone 9 years.
I got it done when I was 15.
No, I, yeah, okay. Even better.
Yeah.
I hope they can't come back on us for that.
What?
Is that allowed?
Or what do you mean?
Is it legal to be 15 and get a piercing?
Yeah, I had Dad there.
Oh, so.
With consent?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like another place where someone would go in and get their ears pierced.
Mm.
Like I did.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jacob had piercings.
Oh, I know. That was his other rebellious thing. He did that on purpose.
Mm. All right, moving right along.
Moving right along to that, I just, and I'll keep this as private as possible.
Oh, we're not doing that here.
No, we have, respectfully, I have to.
Oh, all right.
For this sake. And people can Google this. Don't Google this at work. Or anywhere that is not your own. I guess, internet or phone or computer or whatever. Have you heard of something called a Jacob's Ladder?
Yes, Sonia.
You have.
Well, I know what it means in the spiritual sense and what people... What is it, a drug? What is it?
You don't know what it is?
No, I know what it is, but what are you kids calling it? I don't know.
I'm referring to piercings.
Do you know that's what the name of this piercing?
A Jacob's ladder.
I don't want to know. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you.
I have to sleep tonight.
I'm asking because I want to know if you experienced it. Not you.
Like with a man?
Yes.
No. What kind of hussy do you think I am?
It's not about being a hussy. It's about knowing someone that has a Jacob's ladder.
Oh, do you honestly think those are the circles that I run in?
Yes, I do, actually. And I'll tell you why off camera.
Okay. No, I'm not ever...
I learned that there's a term for a specific type of piercing called a Jacob's ladder.
No.
And it's been like the talk of work because I didn't know there was such a thing. And I didn't... like.
Does it involve chains that are connected to your butt?
It depends. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
But it revolves, like, we at work, we got into, like, different types of piercings and all that. And I just learned what one of them was called. But when we were on the subject at work of getting piercings, we were looking up, like, what you could get pierced. And I'll tell you this. You couldn't pay me enough fucking money to get my clit pierced.
Fuck that.
I don't know.
What does that even...
I don't know.
No, I'm sorry. To each his own.
Yeah, respectfully, good for you if it helps. Or but I don't. Oh, you couldn't pay me enough to get my clit pierced.
No, I enjoy her. I would never harm her in any way.
Right? There are bitches that do that though, and I don't know if it's like for like a sensitivity thing or what, but. Howie,
you must be some sort of...
No, thank you.
What do they call it? Masochist? Or
there's a word? See, I'm learning so much these days. I don't know the terms for half of this shit.
Well, don't be thinking I'm any scholar in this arena, because I'm not. But one thing I will always be to the very end is curious. That's why we're doing what we're doing right now.
Right, exactly.
Just to be curious.
But yeah, when it comes to like... getting other stuff pierced, like to this day, you now, Jennifer, now, would you get something else pierced?
No.
What?
Besides my ears? No.
You wouldn't?
No.
No. Would you add onto your
ears?
No. Oh my gosh.
No.
Lame.
I wouldn't even get another tattoo.
What?
Mm-mm.
Man, you are turning it into a grandma.
It has nothing to do with being a grandma.
It does.
It has everything to do with energetic signatures, frequencies, and disruption thereof.
I guess.
So, there.
It just sounds like there has been a wild side to Jennifer. And
what do you mean there was? There's no fucking past tense here.
I don't know, miss. I wouldn't do that again.
Because I've already done it.
You can still do it.
But I don't want to. I've already done it. I need new experiences.
You mean to tell me if we were on vacation and spur of the moment, you wouldn't...
How drunk am I? And I don't drink, so not very drunk.
You technically can't.
No, I know. It hurts like... I know. And it stings like the dickens when you've had a little sippy.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it stings. Hurts.
Well,
I've already done my
that's
time.
Okay, Isabel, and I will keep going back.
There you go. You do it. Do you, boo. You do you, boo.
I know. Isabel and I were supposed to do it on my birthday, but that's when I had that ship break at my house.
Yeah.
So we couldn't.
I remember she told me.
I'm glad we got to do that.
She had forewarned me that she was going to do it.
Yeah? Well, I will say we do feel beautimous. We like doing it.
You are beautimous. That's why.
I know. I like.
You're gorgeous.
I like adding to it.
But I touch my face way too much. I could not have that. Whoops, sorry.
Do you touch the mic?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I couldn't have all that stuff because of the rubby, touchy face. It's bad enough that when my earrings are in and I forget.
I mean, when I have to be like more sterile at work, I'm obviously watching myself. But man, picking my boogers, probably the best part with the piercings because it helps hold on to the
boogers. No,
it helps from like getting stuck.
237.
Call me gross all you want, but relief from picking your boogers.
Mr. Honest. Oh, wow, we are at 50 minutes.
So the greatest.
We did do 37 minutes today.
We did. But there was like a pause between some stuff.
Yeah, well, I still have to run a plant store.
Backtrack. If people be lying if they say they don't enjoy picking their boogers.
Of course.
Like, come on.
Aunt Lee.
I've seen you get up in there too, Ma.
Yeah, well, I don't eat my boogers.
Oh, true. Man, there was
a kid. I don't roll my boogers.
There was a kid in high school.
I just get the boogers that are showing. Like, oh, wow, I feel a booger.
No, I have to get the boogers that I feel. I will feel some hard-ass fucking rock.
Oh, I don't have that problem.
Well, I have allergies, so.
See, I don't.
Yeah. Wonder who I got that from then.
And I don't. Yeah, not my side. Oh, not
apparently
me.
It's genetic on the maternal side.
Well, then, I don't know what to tell you, chemtrails.
But no, you're full of shit if you say you don't like picking your boogers. It's such a relief. As the new kids would say, you mad capping.
So I would have to, if we were to do a poll about where people pick their nose the most.
In the car.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Fuck yeah.
I love catching people pick their boogers.
Abso-fucking-lutely. I'll honk the horn.
Like, I know. No, it's like, girl, pick your fucking boogers. Good for you. Get them boogies out. I know. You look like you had a long day at work. You fucking get them boogers out of there.
Bat in the cave. And it was, you know, I told you about when Aunt Wendy and I used to do peace rate at the automotive factory.
Yes, you did.
And the Vietnamese people were much faster than us. Obviously. And they, you know, tricked us a few times and to slow us down.
Uh-huh.
So when I picked up on the trick, and Aunt Wendy, when I'd see she was getting ahead of me, I would just kind of motion to her, like, yeah, booger. She would get up out of her workstation and go to the bathroom and go pick her nose.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's like, I didn't see a booger.
You must have figured it out.
And then because we were assembling Ford Escort door handles, and I would be like a whole box ahead of her.
You bitch.
Fucking A right. You damn right. I learned from the best. Notice we ain't friends no more.
Landon, I give Landon so much shit when I see him pick his booger. I'll be like, damn, dude, get up in there. He's like, Mom, stop. But I'm like, it's okay, dude.
So the best part, this is Aunt Lee.
She rolled her
big boogers for hours.
I don't know, man. It's like a prize when you pick them boogers.
I don't know. I still have that. Oh, God, I hope nobody see me and I could be dead fuck alone.
Like, I love seeing other people.
I hope nobody see me pick my nose.
Now, if you eat it, that's a different thing. But I love seeing people
pick their boogers. So what do you suppose the percentage of people eating their boogers is? I think it's pretty fucking high.
It's probably really fucking high, but you won't see it on any poll. I mean, yeah, you ain't gonna fucking see that shit. You ain't seeing it.
Yeah, those numbers. You gotta make up
whether you intentionally eat it or not, you're eating your boogers regardless. When you do that, they're going down your fucking throat. Where else are they going? Where else are they going?
So I was talking to you, and I maybe shouldn't
name drop.
Fuck it. Well, it's your brother and Riley. And we were talking about the cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, oh, yeah, I'm fucking eating those boogers. I want that
little remnant,
yeah.
Little leftover.
So you get that little treat that's afterward. And this is years ago, people, when I was young.
Decades, when she was wild.
Like, a long time ago, before it was, like, all sorts of fentanyl in there.
Right.
Like, just, you know.
I say right like I relate.
Just,
I don't.
Yeah. Just, like, you know, dabbling. I wasn't smoking crack. But, you know, if you're in a bar with a bunch of trusted bitches with an 8-ball. We used to have fun.
I love when my nails get long, and I'll be like, yeah, you know, if I ever did hardcore shit like that, I'd have a perfect fucking nail.
Yeah, you know it's a dead giveaway if a dude has a long pinky nail. And like,
I think
yellow.
I've seen that before in public, and I'm like, that's a little sus.
I can't even imagine being a hardcore addict of the cocaine of years ago, and then having to, unless you're making that fucking shit yourself.
That'd be a hard-ass fucking job. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I don't know. How they're cooking meth in a trailer somewhere. Can't be that hard.
I don't know.
Here, meth is like, you know, the one.
Woo!
And that's taking a few friends. Bye.
I don't know.
I didn't even know that they were meth heads. Like, I don't even, what the fuck? I don't know what meth is. Anywho, reefer, it's my drug of choice.
Natural.
Oh, Leafs? No, that's not my drug of choice.
Leafs?
Pot? Mary Jane? That's not my drug of choice.
Oh, no, whatever.
I do blotto.
You're more
shrooms.
More regular, I guess.
I don't know. I'm sober.
I can't think of doing anything else aside from
weed, and I never even had a drinking problem.
I think that's just me being such a cautious person.
Well, that's good. I'm glad I instilled that in you, and you guys aren't raging alcoholics like somebody I know.
No, I don't. No, I don't alcohol like that. And that's another thing I'm grateful for, my husband. Man, we have a good time even when we're...
That's awesome.
Like, that's awesome. We don't drink, but I love when, like, our friends will be like, oh, yeah, let's go out. Let's go get some drinks. And Ben and I are like, we don't fucking drink.
Right.
We'll get a nice fucking crispy-ass Coca-Cola.
You don't gotta babysit, Ben?
Fuck no. Although,
we'll save that for another podcast episode, your dad and I have stories.
I do love how my Navy man has now gotten into the calming effects of marijuana.
Yeah, but you guys eat those gummies. I can't even do gummies.
I love gummies.
Can't do the gummies.
I love gummies because I can pace myself without having to fucking rip a pen.
What? How do you pace yourself on a gummy? You take one of those, you're on that ride.
Who says I'm taking the full thing all at once?
Well, I still can't do it. Have you ever taken a sip of the pop?
I'm too scared to do those.
Holy fuck, don't do it. My heart felt like it was going to jump right out of my skin, and I only had like 3 sips in Arizona.
Mm-mm.
An Arizona pot ain't the same as Michigan pot.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, I like Arizona pot. But Crisco would have been my favorite.
Sounds like the Arizona pot, you just need to be a second hand, and you're fucking...
I'm done with pot, too.
I don't know. I like them edibles. This is far better than
man.
No judgment either. It's far better than being on medication. So, or at least that's me. It's not for everyone. Good on you if you're taking your medication.
No judgments.
Yeah.
If you got to cope with this realm and you're not hurting nobody, have at it.
Right? I don't know. Medication is another thing that just kind of scares me. So, kudos to those who have their own regimen that works for them. I like my weed. In moderation, though. When I can. When I feel like I need to. It is always fun, though, to find someone who also dabbles in that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, really? You?
I think anything in moderation is not a bad gig, but here's the thing. We are all abusing things for whatever reason.
Whether it's food.
Right. We don't want our fix fucked with. I want to be comforted. Where are my french fries? I want to be high as fuck. Where's my pen? Whatever the case may be, whatever. I get it. But I'm trying to do this shit, like, not on anything, not distracted. And am I going to say it's fun? No. Hence why I hit up.
Who's he wants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben. But here again, a little pop here and there, whatever. It's no different than somebody smoking a cigarette.
It's a nice level.
Yeah, and just, I guess if you're not taking it to the extreme. But
I don't know, I can't be the one to like, homebody. That's me.
Yeah,
I'm in my element with it.
Yeah, that's a big fuck no. I don't want to be, and the older I get, I don't want to be high out and about. Like Sunday, having a few drinks. Which, because I write and I really monitor how my body feels, so not having a drink in over a year and drinking on Sunday, having my top shelf tequila, instantly I felt
loosey-goosey?
Depression kind of set in.
Oh, like it emotional.
Oh yeah. It was like, so I had to force myself to go work out, went for a walk, listen to music, because I could have easily gotten bogged down in, because my Facebook post getting reported, like, are you fucking kidding me right now? And then because I know what's happening and who's doing it and the whys and the war that she's waged on me, not just her. And this is a whole separate podcast episode where I will be naming names, and I'm allowed to do it because this is how they're behaving in my story. I can't even fathom that type of hatred for another human being. And they're fucking with me, and I don't even hate them. But imagine, you're just doing your own fucking thing, trying to survive in this realm, and people fucking hate you.
They hate your success. They hate your...
They hate... No, bullshit! Well, my life was in a shitter, and people still fucking hate me. Like, always, are you kidding me right now?
There's always a hater.
I know, but I can't identify with that type of...
But you're at the point now where you well, I mean, you've always, like, it's not that you've been there, but, well, maybe, pleasing, the people pleasing.
Yeah, and I can imagine that the Jen that they see now, that they're like, what do you mean I can't manipulate her?
Right.
What do you mean I can't pillage from her energy? She's my source.
Oh, right, right.
You know? Right. Yeah, I'd be pissed too. And it isn't for a lack of me not knowing. It was me just like what you do at work. Just get them out of here. You know, just get them the fuck out of here. Let them think what they want to think. Let them pillage. You know that you know in your discernment, Jen, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, does that save me now? Mm-hmm. And I wasn't joking about that Facebook post. I own a gun. Do you know why I won't carry one? I'll use that fucker.
Mother.
Seriously. Yeah. No. Don't fuck with me. Lady.
Probably be safe still. Keep it on you. Be safe.
Michigan's an open carry state. I would have to carry it on my person for everybody to see it. And again.
Oh, you don't have your.
No.
Oh.
Jake and I are going to go and get it this summer, but I don't even want one.
Well, let me know. I want to go.
Yeah, he's trying to. Like, form a whole group of us, so we're all going to go and do it, but... So that'll be a fun podcast episode when we go and get our conceal and carry permits.
Yeah, I told Ben I would prefer to have one, especially when we decide to have
more babies. But Michigan is an open carry state.
It is.
And I would rather a motherfucker see it on my hip. Fuck around and find out, fella!
I mean, yeah, that seems to be the...
Now, here's a little... All right, I'd be a liar if I didn't say that I don't carry it sometimes in the woods, but it's not loaded. But I'll...
Well, don't give away.
Well, you know. Again, because I don't trust my reaction time. Like, what'd you say about what? Boom!
Right.
Down!
Yeah, that's another reason. No shade. I guess I'm grateful for my husband.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm just saying, it's true.
I'm so happy for you. You don't ever have to ever feel like, in any way, like, not talk about how happy you are because mom don't have a man. I had 20 years with your dad. That was not all bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your dad's not a bad person. He just
had bad prefers Bud Light
over anything.
I think that's his own trauma thing.
I know it is. But that's how I can get past what I've had to get past.
Right.
You know, your dad's addiction was not
what I have
helpful.
To explain to Ben all the time is a motherfucker won't try and test me when he's around, but the first motherfucker that will, it's always when I'm by myself. And that has been some of the stories that I've shared on here that has happened that I've come across. Just people absolutely being stupid and dickheads out in public to me who think I'm not going to retaliate in my own respectful yet what's the word I'm looking for? I don't even know. Not only respectfully turning down or shutting down, but respectfully saying shut the fuck up. A motherfucker always tries.
Mm-hmm.
But when they see Ben around me, motherfucker ain't gonna do shit.
Well, I ain't gotta been. And motherfuckers are always...
Yeah, but you have a look that...
Mm-hmm.
You quite literally have a look that kills.
I know.
I know.
Did I tell you about the dude that...
See that fucking face right there?
Mm-hmm. The development that walked in here. Soup.
Yeah.
That I still know he was sent here, but he has not admitted it. And I forgot where I was going with that. What were you just talking about?
Great question.
I know, right? I just got distracted.
Demeanor, face. Your
oh, yeah. Like,
Like, didn't you say he was nervous or like?
Yeah, he's the first man, like totally like admitted verbally, while looking me in the eye. And he's a pretty confident dude, mm-hmm. and I'm not taking this is not gloating. This is just pure curiosity. Of he's like, you make me nervous. Showed me his hands were shaking. And
mother,
I know. And I'm like, and he's like, and you stand here cool as a cucumber. And he's like, do I affect you in any way? I'm like, no. Like, not. I'm not nervous. Like,
right.
I'm like, I said, I'm curious still. Obviously, I'm allowing you in here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, you don't look like you'd allow visitors. And I'm like, oh, no, I allow them. I said, but then I shame you on a podcast, or I write about you, or in some way,
right,
publicly, because this is how I protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty good at it. But I had to learn years ago when you have a stalker, and that's how when I learned to use Facebook intentionally when I was running in the cemetery, mm-hmm. and I would post 3 hours after I was there, and then I would sit, lay in wait, and that motherfucker,
right.
As soon as I posted it, I'm like, oh, look who's pulling in. Mm-hmm. Just because when you've experienced that type of trauma, you definitely have to live in a different type of survival.
Well, that makes me sad for you.
I learned a lot.
I know, but I hate that you've had to go through.
I know, I'm still going through it.
Shit like that.
You can talk to the universe and tell them to quit sending low vibrational beings into my sphere because I've had enough now.
Your energy must be attracting it.
I know it is. Well, I told you I had that fucking meltdown with that dumbass who on Facebook looks like you only attract dickheads. No shit. Look at... I attracted you, didn't I?
I was
going to
say, you got on my feed somehow, didn't you?
Well, aren't you sending muscle pictures into my inbox, dumbass?
Ooh, get up.
Yeah. So, there's no shortage of them. But I know as soon as... I know that my divine masculine is coming for me. And I'm
I'd love to hear
faith.
More about Soup.
Yeah, all right. And did I tell you we found out that's not his real name?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
We're
going to keep calling him Soup.
I was going to say, I figured that was the case.
We're going to keep calling him Soup. Nice guy. So, and he gets his summers off, lucky.
Mm.
I know.
Nice.
So.
But yeah.
All right.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think we need to wrap it up. Mom's got to get some work done. And thank you for coming again. Today was kind of a hectic day.
Yeah, it was.
But that's what happens when you're trying to juggle a plant store and a podcast and all the fun things.
Right.
And this is real and raw, genuine creativity here. So I'm happy with our progress thus far.
Me too.
Is there anything you would like to talk about before we vacate?
No. Nothing I think of.
I'm getting a little bit of a tickle, so it's probably a good time to...
Could we talk a lot?
We did. We're like, this is probably a two-parter, three-parter.
Well, I love
good
you.
Good luck. I love you too, kiddo. Lemmy loves you so much.
I love you too.
This is an honor to sit here and do this with you.
Talk shit.
Yeah. You know how much fun I would have had with my mom? Can you imagine if it was me and
Grandmonger? I would have loved
for that. My God. It would have been so fun. Mm-hmm. And then have Grandma Lopez in the mix. Oh, Mija!
Jeez.
Mija, don't tell people that. Mija. Oh, she's a bitch.
I love talking to Landon and Ben about Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally just telling Isabel, if Grandma Lopez was still alive, if she wouldn't be one to, obviously keep up with the trends, but...
I don't know about that. Your dad would have kept her posted.
True, but I would do everything in my power to roast the fuck out of Grandma.
We'd be filming the fuck out of
her. Oh, yeah.
Grandma
yeah.
Monger, too.
Oh, man.
You girls, stop it! Well, Mom loves you. Have a good day.
I love you, too. You're doing great.
Thank you. I'm proud of you, too. It's an honor to do this with you again. And listeners, thank you. So if there's anything you would like to talk about, or if you would like to be a guest.
Or touch more on.
Yes, please feel free to reach out.
As always, thanks for staying curious.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.